Welcome to another message from Charles Millett Ministries. For more information, contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
It's Great Expectations on the radio.
Get clear.
Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great Expectations.
All right, praise the Lord. I want to talk to you tonight from the thought, get yourself a faith lift. Mm-hmm. Can you say that? Come on, say that with a little more thump. Okay, over in Mark 9:23 and actually 24, 9:23 and 24, if you look at those two verses, these two verses are actually centered around a man that had a son that actually was sick. And this young boy was so sick until his sickness became so intensified until even the young man himself was trying to take his own life. And so the father was really desperate. So the father took his son and took him to the disciples for them to minister to him and for them to heal the young boy. But the disciples were not able to do it. So finally, the man took his son to Jesus and began to share with Jesus what the challenge was concerning his son's life. And Jesus began to talk to that man in these two verses. And Jesus told him, says, you know, anything is really possible. I can do anything. All things are possible for you and your son if you'll only believe. And that's what the Lord was sharing with him in verse 23. But in verse 24 in particular, Jesus said unto him, in verse 24, and straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears in his eyes, Lord, I believe you can do anything, but help thou my unbelief. Is it anybody in here tonight, honestly, that's been believing God for anything? But sometimes you really just need the Lord to help you with what you believe in him for. Come on, let's just be for real tonight. You know, sometimes things happen and try to make your faith leak out your toes, try to punch a hole in your side so your faith can't stay in there. But I got good news for somebody in here on tonight. Look at your neighbor and tell them, get yourself a faith lift. Now, my objective tonight, my power objective, is to talk you out your doubt and to preach you into faith. It is not my job to be swayed, discouraged, or dismayed by the fact that you might be struggling with something that you're walking through. My job is to look you right in your eyes and tell you that God can do it and you are well able to overcome it. Is it anybody that wants me to preach to you tonight? If that's you, look at your neighbor and say, talk me out my doubt and preach me right on into faith. So here's my definition of a faith lift tonight, and that's what we all need. And faith lift is the ability to choose to trust God when the odds are stacked against you. Because anybody can trust him when everything is in your favor. Anybody can trust him when you don't have to deal with no bad news. But when your back is against the wall and it appears that you are jammed up in a corner and the devil has you at the right place at the right time and spreading bad news, it is then if you can trust God. And you got to choose to trust him. And that's when your faith is beginning to get a great big old lift. In Matthew 8:19, the Bible says, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So all you need is a person beside you tonight to be your agreement partner. Y'all know I love those agreement partners on our Power Tuesday nights. Look at your neighbor and say, you are my agreement partner tonight. Because the Lord said, if I could just get me a partner tonight, whatever we can believe God for, God said he'd back it up on tonight. If you receive that, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, there's an anointing on this road tonight to get you to go from where you are to where you want to be. So I need somebody to hold on tonight. I said I need somebody to hold on tonight, because I come to tell somebody that you're on the verge of discovering some new momentum for your life. God wants you to go, and he wants you to let go of whatever makes you want to quit, whatever makes you want to stop. God wants you to turn that thing loose. Look at your neighbor and tell him, get yourself a faith lift. Now, just because you're getting yourself a faith lift does not mean that you may not have to deal with some challenges. Does not mean that you may not have some obstacles along the way. Anybody that's trying to get to the promised land has definitely got to go through and navigate your way through the wilderness. And all of us will encounter some obstacles, and we will have some problems, and we'll have some challenges that will literally cross our path. But the important thing tonight is how we respond to those challenges, how we handle those obstacles. That will be one of the most important decisions that we'll make while we're navigating our way through and moving into our faith lift. James chapter 1 and verses 2 through verse 4 in the New Student Version actually reads like this. It says, "Dear brothers and sisters, if your life is full of difficulties and full of temptations, then count it as joy. For when the way is rough, your patience has a chance to grow. So let it grow and don't try to squirm out of all your trouble. For when your patience is finally in full bloom, then you will be ready for anything, strong in character, full and complete." So whatever you might have to walk through while you're getting this faith lift, know that all things are working together for your good. And anything designed to knock you back ain't gonna do nothing but thrust you to the front. Boy, I wish I had about five people tonight. I said, I wish I had about five people tonight that will receive this word from the Lord. Listen, a person with 10 challenges is far more alive than a person that has only five. If you don't have any challenges, you need to get out on your knees and pray and begin to call on God and ask him, do you not trust me anymore? Because Lord have mercy, anybody living for God that's dealing with anything, God is saying, I can trust you with something. So what if you have some challenges? That's good. Why is it good? Because consistent victories over your challenges and problems are the steps on your stairway to success. They are indicators that you're moving in the right direction. I need somebody tonight to be thankful for your problems. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. Come on, say it with some power. Say, neighbor. Be thankful for your problems. Tell them, say, if your problems were less difficult, someone with less ability would have your job. You will never be the person you can be if pressure, tension, and discipline are taken out of your life. You got to refuse to let yourself become discouraged by temporary setbacks, because whatever you're going through right now, you're just passing through it. This too shall pass. Touch your neighbor and say, get yourself. Does anybody know what to put after that? Whoa, boy, I got some folk in here tonight. The bumps in the road. I said the bumps in the road will be used for your elevation. All of those finance bumps, all those health bumps, all those depression bumps. Whoa, y'all, all those failure bumps, all those success bumps, all those relationship bumps, all those employment bumps, all those family bumps, all those ministry bumps are for your elevation. They are designed to do something in your life. And elevation is not just for bragging rights. Elevation is designed for improved vision. God, Lord have mercy, God elevates you so you can see better. God elevates you so you can see clearer. Can I get a witness in here? Because your bumps in your life are working for you because they throw you at a higher place. And the higher you are, the better your vision. So God says, stop crying over your bumps, because all your bumps in the path of life are doing are throwing you to the place to where God can lift your face, your faith. And somebody needs tonight for God to throw you just a little bit higher. Are there any witnesses in here tonight? So what are you saying, Bishop? The bumps in my life, the bumps along my pathway, you mean they're working for me? That's exactly what I'm telling you. They are working for you. Sometimes the lower you are, the less you can see. And sometimes God can't get you to go higher, so he got to create something that will throw you to the top. Woo! And sometimes the only way to throw you to the top is to cause you to stumble on something that forces you to elevate yourself. I dare you to tell your neighbor, what I'm walking through ain't doing nothing but working for me. Tell them again, get yourself a faith lift. You know what? You can really measure a person by the amount of opposition that it takes to discourage them. You can talk all you want. I can talk all I want. But what speaks loud is how much I can take while I'm talking. And it doesn't matter what I say. Look at what I can handle. Look at your neighbor and say, can you handle anything? Yes, you can handle it, because when the water starts to rise, so can you. Because it'll throw you right to the top if you don't let it take you under. You can go over and not go under. What's trying to throw you off track is going to only redirect your life in a meaningful direction. That's why you don't need to be discouraged by setbacks, because setbacks set you up for great comebacks. Are there any comeback kids sitting beside you tonight? Is it anybody that had to overcome anything? Is it anybody that's walking through something right now? Is it anybody strong enough to tell the devil he's a liar? Is it anybody that knows that? Woo! If that's you, tell your neighbor, my adversity. Come on, say it, my adversity. It's always God's opportunity to do something supernatural in my life. What is the difference between an obstacle and an opportunity? I'm glad you want to know. You see your answer, your attitude towards it. It's how you see what you see. You got to call those things that be not as though they were. Open your mouth and speak to your situation. Get yourself a faith lift. Many people have good intentions in life, but as soon as they hit something, as soon as something bad happens, they quit. They just stop. Don't want to go any further. And I want you to know that sometimes your paths in life can have some mud puddles in them. But instead of just complaining about the mud puddles or either the broken spaces along the path, maybe God is just trying to use them to tell you where to step. But we're so busy complaining, Lord have mercy. We're so busy complaining about the mud puddle. We're so busy complaining about the hole in the road until we miss what God's trying to tell you. The only reason the mud is there, because the Lord said, that's not where you need to step. And if I don't sometimes, Lord have mercy, if I don't sometimes put some things in your way, you'll step where you don't need to step. That's why when you're trusting God, when you're believing God, when you're leaning on God for your faith lift, let me tell you something. When whatever God has for you is ready for you, it's going to come open. If I get ready to walk through a door and that door closes, I need to shout. The devil wants me to cry. Want me to get depressed, want me to get down, want me to start doubting, want me to start double talking, want me to back up, want me to give up, want me to quit, want me to turn around, want me to throw in the towel. But God's trying to tell me the only reason that door did not open is because that's not the door you need to step through right now. And sometimes the only way to get you in the right door is to close the wrong door. Grab your neighbor and say, you better praise God for every door that the Lord closes. Mm-hmm. And we're around here, head hung over, head hung down, sad, and the devil trying to make us jealous because somebody else got in it. You know what? God closed every door. Close every door that ain't for me. And keep closing the door until I step in the right door. Lord, don't let my whining, don't let my complaining, don't let my murmuring, don't let my crying. I'm telling God, don't feel sorry for me. Close every door until I get to... Boy, I wish I had somebody. Where's your faith partner at on your road tonight? So you didn't get the job. God got a better one. Woo, Jesus. So you didn't get that house. Right now you can't see it's a better one, but I'm here to tell somebody, God does not make mistakes. The Lord does all things well. Look at your neighbor and say, I don't know what you're waiting on to praise him. You know the man is talking to you. And you sitting here acting like you need a tow truck to move you. You better clap your hands and open your mouth and tell the Lord, thank you. So the Lord telling me where to step. I got to go on to the house. You might not want to hear this, but I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. Some people had to break up with you. Some people had to cheat on you. Because it's the only way God can get you to who you should be with. Because the Lord tried to get you to leave him alone. But you around there singing, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. If loving you means being without you, I'd rather be wrong than right. My mama and daddy said it's a shame. It's a downright disgrace. But long as I got you by my side, the devil is a liar. I don't care what the people say. I dare to touch somebody and tell them, ain't no future in loving a married man. Woo! God Almighty, I can't get no help. I can't get no help. I can't. I don't care how much loving you get him. Ain't no future in it. I dare to grab your neighbor and say, get yourself a faith lift and leave my man alone. Woo! Why you want me to leave your man alone? Because you'll never get your own fooling with mine. I don't know who needed that, but that was for free. All right, let's go on to the house. Let me give you these three ways to get your faith lifted. Are y'all ready for this? I said, are y'all ready? I got the right crowd tonight. Three ways to get your faith lifted. Number one, don't let yesterday use up too much of your today. And I want somebody to know, yesterday ended last night. So today is more valuable to look ahead and prepare than to look back and regret. Don't let regrets replace your dreams. Regret looks back. Worry looks all around. But faith looks up. Boy, I wish I had about five people right now. We can learn from yesterday, beloveds. We can learn from our mistakes. But we cannot live with regrets. The only thing that causes you to live with regrets is the failure to learn from your past mistakes. I don't care how jacked up it was. I don't care how ill-advised it was. I don't care when you did it, how you did it, how long you did it, who you did it with, where you did it at. If you learn from it, you ain't got to live with it. All right, if you don't believe me, you better look down your row, because there's some folk on your row that made some jacked up, tore up, messed up,
Can't come back decisions. And if it had not been for somebody that had some sense that started preaching to them and talking them out of their doubt and preaching them into faith, they'd still be stuck in a rut. They'd still be stuck in their past.
Tell your neighbor, he's preaching to somebody on my row. I know that. Say it like you ain't scared. Say it like you ain't scared. I ain't scared. Tell him I ain't never scared. Say, if you were scared, you shouldn't have sat on my row. You want a scaredy cat, find another row. Ain't nobody scared on this row. The devil is a liar. Tell your neighbor, everybody on this row is healed. Everybody on this row delivered. Ain't nobody on this road depressed. Everybody on this road blessed. And everybody on this road will praise him for it. Let's go on. Hindsight can be 20/20. However, you got to live your life in forward motion. You learn from your mistakes, but you don't dwell on what you learn from. What you learn from should propel you to move forward. Use your past as a launching pad and not a lawn chair. Look at your neighbor and say, just because you get depressed, you ain't gotta stay depressed. Why build your house on Depression Avenue when Happiness Lane is calling your name? You can build your house anywhere you choose and make yourself work. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. David didn't say I wouldn't. He said, yea, though I walk through. 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 Some of y'all need to change what you're listening to. You can't find victory and always listen to a country love song. You better get you some Alicia Keys. No one can change the way I feel, Lord, about you. Boy, I wish I had some people in here. See, listen, ain't no need in y'all trying to play yourself. No need trying to play me. And you know you can't play God. You listening to something. The argument is not are you listening to something. The argument is what are you listening to? And since you got a radio, since you got a stereo, since you got a DVD and a CD, at least put something in there, good God Almighty, that's going to feed your spirit and starve your doubts to death. Woo! God, I just want to thank you. Proverbs 14:8 says, the wise man looks ahead. The fool attempts to fool himself and won't face the facts. Yesterday's experiences should only be a guide, not a jailer. What you've been through yesterday ought to help navigate you tomorrow, not set you back for the days that ought to come. I need somebody to know tonight that your past is not your potential. Your future is. Good God Almighty. Remember, God does not review your past to determine your future. Isaiah 43:18-19 says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? Will I not even make a way in the wilderness? Good God Almighty. And rivers in the desert. What are you trying to say, Bishop? Keep your eyes on the road. And use your rear view mirror only to avoid trouble. Since you got to use it for the right reason. Don't make the mistake of letting yesterday use up too much of your today. First way to get your faith lift. The second way to get your faith lift is to build on your victories. there are two distinct times when a person is most likely to quit, and they are after a mistake or after a victory. And most people with great potential stop because they don't build on their victories. You can't stop because you had one great victory. So don't quit after you have a victory build. Don't quit just because you crossed the finish line. Look at your neighbor and say, if you first do succeed. All right, that's 70% of you. I need the other 30. Look at them and say, if you first do succeed, try something harder and take on something greater. Once you are moving, you can keep moving. And each victory, woo, Lord have mercy. Each victory just buys you or purchases you a ticket to get into the next challenge. Each victory doesn't give you permission to go sit on the sideline, cross your legs, get you some popcorn and some Kool-Aid. Every victory you get another ticket to enter into the next level. And there are some folk, Lord have mercy, there are some folk that don't get the ticket for the next level because they don't finish the victory that God currently has them assigned to. That's why you, see, why you think the devil is acting like a nut? Acting like someone that's on Prozac. Why do you think the devil won't leave you alone? Why do you think he keeps checking out your home? Why do you think he keeps checking on your family? Why do you think he keeps talking fool talk to your mind? Why do you think he keeps sending these decoys in your direction? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Because the devil keeps acting crazy because he knows if you ever use your faith. Woo, Lord, have mercy. If you ever use your faith, you'll be the one that can't stop. You'll be the one that won't quit. The devil is defeated and Jesus Christ is exalted in your life. The person who is only satisfied with what he or she has already done will never become famous for what they can do. You got to break down all those barriers designed to make you feel like it's over. Our work is not done. I said our work is not done. Our work is not done. Look at somebody and tell them, your work is not done. Build on your victories because your past failures are only victory memories from the past. I was writing this stuff down. The Holy Spirit was giving it to me. I was saying, you come up with some pretty decent stuff. Sometimes I just have to stop when I'm putting the message together and lift my own hands. Did y'all hear what I just said? Build on your victories because your past failures are only victory memories from the past. What you've been through, if you just keep pushing, what you've been through will only be an unpleasant memory that from time to time reminds you of how great you and God are when y'all work together. Finally, let's go on to the house here. Number three, the third way to get you a faith lift is don't postpone joy. What are you saying, Bishop? Get your joy back. Share your story. Let God use your testimony. Talk about what the Lord has already done. Talk about what you're believing him to do. Get your enthusiasm for life back. When you get excited about life, life has excitement for you. But there's somebody on your road that needs to get their joy back. Tell your neighbor, get your enthusiasm back. Say, if you just get your enthusiasm and be persistent, you can become superior. Always be joyful, y'all. Always keep praying. No matter what's happening, always be thankful. For this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Don't postpone your joy. Joy is a sign that God is at work in your life. Tell your neighbor, get your joy back. Tell your neighbor, joy is an inside job.
You can't expect everything around you to give you joy, because sometimes everything around you don't speak to what God told you inside. So you gotta go with what's on the inside. As long as there's trouble on the outside, keep your joy swelling up on the inside. Look at your neighbor and tell him, joy is an inside job. Y'all gotta learn how to laugh at yourself. Sometimes I laugh at myself so I don't cry. And sometimes I cry, then laugh. Then I laugh, then cry. Long as I can cry all I want to, long as I can get me a laugh. You ever seen anybody laughing and crying? You ain't never seen one? I tell you what, be the baby. Tears rolling down their face. Then give them a lollipop or the bottle at the same time. They'll start grinning and crying. And that's how God wants y'all to be. Sometimes you're going through, you're crying. But the Lord say, I need you to find some joy. I need you to find some joy. I know this thing hurt, but I need you to find some joy. I know this don't feel good, but I need you to find some joy. I know this ain't making you happy, but I need you to find some joy. I know they walked out on you, but I need you to find some joy. I know they lied on you, but I need you to find some joy. I know they don't support you, but I need you to find some joy. Grab your neighbor and tell them, this too shall pass. Joy and humor are to a human life what shock absorbers are to a car. When you hit a bump, it just takes some of the roughness away. Woo! Lord have mercy. Joy don't take your trouble away, but joy gives you the strength you need to endure it until the trouble will pass you by. Right. Look at your neighbor and say, get yourself a facelift. Come on, say, dress yourself up. Say it again. Say it one more time. And I want you to know, you are never fully dressed until you wear a smile. The best facelift is a smile. Get your joy back. You will rarely succeed at anything unless you really enjoy and have fun doing it. Be the person God intended you to be. Don't settle for anything less. Don't look back. Look forward and decide today to take steps toward his plan for your life. Receive his momentum for your life. Let go of anything that makes you want to quit. Anything that makes you want to stop, let it go. Know that God will continue to perform his will in you. He will finish what he started in your life. Grab three people and shout, all you need is a faith lift. And stand on your feet and clap your hands and give him some glory for it. Hallelujah. All you need. High five about five people and say, all you need is a faith lift. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Take your neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, you my faith partner tonight. You are the one that's in agreement with me, and I'm in agreement with you. Whatever you need, God's got it. So right now, in Jesus' name, I release my faith to grab your faith, and together, whatever you believe in God for, let's praise him and call it done. Let's praise him and call it done.
Get clear.
Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Charles Millett Ministries would like to thank you for listening to this message. We pray that the favor of God continues to elevate your life. Our mission is to get clear, get focused, and get moving. If you want more information about our ministry, please contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9000. 9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
Yeah, you on with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
Yeah, with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great Expectations.